Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I hope you had a good weekend. Now we got to start thinking about working again. It is the 20th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. After seeing some tweets over the weekend from Chance the Rapper, Spotify may not be too happy on this Monday. Why would that be? Well, according to Chance the Rapper, it seems that Apple went ahead and said, here's $500,000. Just make your content exclusive to us. And when I mean content, I mean his coloring book mixtape. Now, we all know that Apple's been doing some exclusive deals here and there since the debut of the Apple Music service. But we didn't know how these exclusive deals went down until these tweets started coming out over the weekend. And judging by the amount of money, I don't think it's going to make competitors too damn happy. As we know, in the past, streaming services and even labels have expressed some displeasure with Apple's push for exclusive content. These tweets coming out of the weekend, that might just push them over the edge. Don't forget, Apple has exclusive deals from artists like Taylor Swift, Drake, Katy Perry, and among many others. So yeah, you gotta wonder, Taylor Swift, I bet she just didn't get $500,000, did she? I highly doubt it. I'm sure that check had a few extra zeros. Super Mario fanatics, yeah, get ready if you're on Android. Super Mario Run is coming to you on March 23rd. As we said, Super Mario Run's done pretty well just being on iOS to start with. Downloaded 78 million times. And even though a lot of people decided not to go ahead and hand over the money, there were quite a few that did. Enough so that we might remember Nintendo said, yeah, it's pretty good. I think we'll keep going with this mobile platform expansion. The Super Mario Run on Android will be the updated version. Yes, version 2.0.0. And if you want to be one of the first to get your hands on the Android version, it's best you go ahead and sign up for the pre-order right now. Binge watching on Netflix. Pretty much, I think we're all guilty of it. What's the most annoying thing, though? Yeah, watching the intro to your favorite show over and over and over and over. Yeah, it gets a little annoying after a while. But for some users, you might actually start seeing a little skip button if you're on a binge that will allow you to skip a show's intro sequence. Now, mind you, it's not going to be this way for the first episode, so no, you can't just skip it on the first one. They want you to at least see that intro once. But after the first episode, and as long as you keep going on and on and on, you no longer have to be annoyed by it. Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, wait a minute, doesn't Netflix already do this automatically? If you are in the middle of a binge watch and it just keeps on going, it sometimes will cut out that intro for you. Unfortunately, sometimes it cuts out other things too. So, with this new skip button, we might be seeing that disappear, giving you more control if you want to see the intro or not. And finally, Wi-Fi. Oh yeah, it's lovely when it works. The only drawback is sometimes is the speed just ain't quite good enough. But we all put up with it because, well, we just don't feel like running cables everywhere. But it would be nice to have that cable stability on a Wi-Fi now, wouldn't it? Well, that might be coming, thanks to infrared light. Yes, it seems some students over there in the Netherlands have come up with a potentially groundbreaking idea. Using infrared rays to carry all that wireless data to your device. And if you're thinking, well, that'd be nice to at least get a solid gig or two on Wi-Fi, no, think well beyond that. The proposed system is actually saying that 40 gigabytes per second will be possible, pretty much leaving 802.11ac in the dust. The new infrared system will target multiple devices at once, they're saying. It will be cheap to set up, and it doesn't have any issue with radio frequencies. Now, like I said, though, it's just in testing phase right now, and there's no given date when we're going to be seeing infrared Wi-Fi. Let's call it Light-Fi. Yep. I'm copywriting that right now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that's our website. Please get on over there, check it out. Check out the new episodes of The Max Show and The Big Show. They're already up from last Friday, as well as The Photo Show 2. And also, don't forget to join in our Fantasy Photo League. You can find all that information over to our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. That's where our community is as well. Of course, you can like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. The new show will be back with your Tuesday installment with, I hope, a hell of a lot better news than we had today. Sorry, guys. Regardless of what we get, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.